Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's time for our Cyber Week special. Save $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, you beautiful people. Wow, Todd Starnes here. Happy Monday to you. And it is great to be hanging out with you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow. You know, Grace Baker, over the weekend, not only did we have a massive snowstorm, dare I say a blizzard in Memphis, Tennessee, but the very next day, it was like 70 degrees.
That's Memphis for you. And, you know, we should have known when the local weathermen on TV were not talking about this potential snowstorm very much. Did you notice that? It wasn't like a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
A big buildup.
No, it was. It may happen. It may not happen. I'm looking out the window Friday night, and it looked like Minnesota.
Yeah. And that's when we should have known it was bad, when they weren't talking about it, because it's always the opposite here.
But you know what? It was okay. That was a Friday. It was a beautiful snowfall.
It was beautiful.
And
no, it was really pretty.
The next day, everybody's in shorts and T-shirts.
Basically.
That's Memphis, Tennessee.
I mean, but you know how Memphians are. When there's any kind of a potential snowstorm,
they said snow! I gotta get the bread out of it! Oh, my God! I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God!
That's live footage from the local Kroger. Gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah, that's true. I actually did not go to the store. I waited until Sunday, and there was no bread. There was nothing there.
That's what happens.
Everything
they
was
all
gone.
Buy it up.
Indeed. All right, Grace Baker, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. So I hope the weather's good where you are. I think it's finally springtime around this joint, and we're glad to see that. One thing, though, that I have noticed, not a lot of people out on the road, and I'm very curious to know, gas prices. We've been taking the temperature of America over the past couple of weeks, the rising gas prices. As a matter of fact, it is the national average, what now, $4.20 a gallon for gasoline. But one guy, these leftists now, and what's so great about this, now the liberals are going bonkers because they realize what's going on here, and there's nobody to blame. Keep in mind, do not buy into this mainstream media narrative that Putin is responsible for your pain at the gas pump. This has nothing to do with Putin. Gas prices started going up as soon as Donald Trump left office. Inflation started rising as soon as Donald Trump left office. This is all on Joe Biden and the Democrats. Anyway, we've got some crazy audio here of a guy who's standing. He's a leftist, and he's standing outside his local gas station. We don't know where this is. It's got to be California because the prices are over $7. Just take a listen.
Look at the price of gas now. It's $7.55 a gallon. Hey, Putin, we're sending you a bill.
Oh, it's not Putin, sir. It's Joseph Robinette Biden. That's who you need to be sending the bill to. But it's bad out there. As a matter of fact, people are now reporting that that the thieves are starting to target cars, and they're not just siphoning off the gas, you know, the old-fashioned way. Cut number 10, please.
Now, police around the country have a new warning about gas thieves. Transportation correspondent Gia Benitez joins us now with more on all of that. Good morning, Gia.
Hey, Robin, good morning. The national average is holding steady at $4.32 a gallon, but experts say that may not last. And now police all across this country, they want you to be very mindful about where you park because of these gas thieves. This morning, as the cost of gas spikes across the nation,
there's no way that all these people are affording this.
A new warning about thieves at the pump. Take a look at this video. While it may look like nothing is happening here, the manager at a gas station in Houston says thieves are taking thousands of dollars worth of gas, 360 gallons per day for 3 days, from the underground tank.
The van drives on top of the fuel tank, and then that's all you see. No one comes out, so they have a trap door inside their vehicle, which is crazy.
In fact, he says they tried to come back for a fourth day, but the manager chased them away. Cases of gas theft are popping up all over the country, from California to Virginia. In Washington State, the Everett Police Department is issuing a new warning about people siphoning gas. Writing on Facebook, while some thieves use rubber hoses to siphon fuel out, we are seeing modern-day thieves use power tools to drill a hole in the gas tank and steal fuel. Victims are often left with huge bills.
I think the frequency of people drilling in gas tanks has increased. Part of it has to do with the increase of gasoline here in the near term, but also over the past 12 months.
And experts say if you can, park your car in your garage or at least a well-lit area near your home.
Or just carry a weapon with you. And when you see people, I mean, seriously, when you see people attacking what you own, whether they're robbing your home or your business or your car, then by golly, you have a right to defend yourself. Unbelievable what's happening in this country. But this is where we are in America, folks. We're, what, year two of the Biden administration? The country is beyond a dumpster fire. It's the crime, the lawlessness, the rising prices. Do you know, I was looking at a report just a few moments ago that showed the average family in America, you guys are paying $300 more for everything. Your cost of living is going up dramatically, and it's only going to get worse. Liz Peek, our good friend Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, is concerned that we could be facing a recession, and it is going to take a long time to get out of this hole. My question, though, who's the man to get us out of all of this? Who is that person? Is it Donald Trump? There was a big rally over the weekend in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, freezing cold. As a matter of fact, Trump made a point of talking about how frigid it was. He says, this is the South. What's wrong with you people? It was that cold. But thousands of people turned out to see President Trump. And the president had a pretty good point. When you sit back and look at the landscape, look at what's happening in not just America, but around the world, where you've got the war in Ukraine. Over the weekend, by the way, you had the Iranians launching a ballistic missile attack. A dozen missiles were fired towards the U.S. consulate and a military base in Iraq, Erbil, Iraq. And the official statement that came out from the White House, not Saturday when it happened, but on Sunday, was that, oh, yeah, they really weren't attacking us. They were actually targeting somebody's house. That's the official response from the White House, is that Iran launched a dozen ballistic missiles to take out somebody's ranch-style house. Is anybody buying any of this? Do you think Iran would have pulled something like that if Donald Trump would have been in the White House? No, Iran would have been a glass parking lot by now. Now you have China that is making overtures and clearly seems to be targeting Taiwan. You've got India, which is now reaching out to the Russians. Saudi Arabia will not even return Joe Biden's phone calls. Folks, do you understand how precarious of a situation the entire world is in right now? You see, when the United States of America, the last remaining superpower, decides they don't want to be a superpower, guess what happens to the world? It's chaos. And we are literally teetering on the brink of World War III. That's where we are right now. But Donald Trump made a very interesting point in his remarks, and we've got a lot of audio to play. But I want you to hear what the president had to say about his own personality and his own attitudes. Cut number three.
As the fake news said, my personality would get us into a war. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get us into a war. But actually, my personality is what kept us out of war.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, and here's how bad it is. Even the leftist in the mainstream media and in Hollywood, Bill Maher and Trevor Noah, they're among those that are actually defending President Trump. Take a listen.
If Putin thought Trump was really that supportive of him, why didn't he invade when Trump was in office? It's at least worth asking that question if you're not locked into one intransigent thought.
But either way, man, there is no denying that Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what? You can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the reality, that even Trevor Noah understands that it's Donald Trump. If Donald Trump was in office, we would be going through any of this. There would be no war in Ukraine right now. And my question to you, we got to go to a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines. We do want to know about gas prices, about food prices in your communities, because there's a broader point we're trying to make with all of this. So give us a call on that. But also, do you think if Trump was in office, that none of this would have happened? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. The website is full of great stories, folks, toddstearns.com. Want to encourage you, if you have not already done so, bookmark that website. If you're a first-timer coming onto the page, we would love for you to click on the link there so that you're automatically updated when we have fresh news and commentary up there. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Hi there, Todd Starnes here, and I want you to look around, folks. The bad guys have gained way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America we love and for the values we share. My friends at AMAC can help you do just that. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're standing up for you and for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. By joining AMAC, you'll combine efforts with over 2.3 million members who share your values, and you'll get exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and much more. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. I'm a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. Join AMAC today by going to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us. Sorry about that, a little technical difficulty here. Hope you're doing great wherever you are as we switch microphones here in the studio. You know, it's an interesting thing. Fox's Steve Harrigan just returned from Ukraine. And he says that the situation is more than grim, that there is significant death and destruction on the ground in Ukraine. It is a is a terrible situation. And he says it's a done deal, that this is that the Russians are going to conquer Ukraine. Now, you're probably going to have an insurrection going on in the streets with the guerrilla warfare, which is what we've been seeing since the early days of the war. But at the end of the day, the Russians are going to conquer the Ukrainian people. You know, it's interesting. Biden a few days ago was saying, "Hey, well, if it's and Lindsey Graham as well." So this seems to be the talking points coming out of Washington. Well, if Putin uses chemical weapons, then you know what? That's it. Then we're gonna it's gonna take it up to another level. So okay, what are they gonna do if Putin uses chemical weapons? We're looking at, quite frankly, a genocide. Are there even gonna be any people left over there to protect? I mean, this is insane. And I go back to the 1994 agreement, ladies and gentlemen, and you may disagree with that, with the agreement, but the agreement is there. 1994. Everybody signed up and agreed to this. Russia promised not to attack Ukraine. Ukraine vowed to give up their missiles, the nuclear weapons that belonged to the Soviet Union, and the United States promised to protect Ukraine in the event they were attacked by the Russians. Now, I really don't see much wiggle room there, but it tells me that we are not a nation, we are not a government of our word. Now, that doesn't mean we have to put boots on the ground, but it does mean we have an obligation to help these people. Give them the airplanes. Give them the weapons they need. But this is too little too late. And the question is, what now? Do we just allow Ukraine to fall? Do we allow the Russians to park their tanks up against the Polish border next? Is that what we're supposed to do? But this is what happens when you have weak and feckless leadership in the White House. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. North Carolina, Charles on the line. WSIC, our great affiliate there. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Hey, Todd, you asked the question, with everything that's going on right now in Ukraine, the inflation, the southern border, everything, would this be happening if Donald Trump were in the White House? And the answer is categorically no. None of this would be happening at all. And as much as the media is trying to spin this, I think most people can see right through it and recognize that. But, Todd, this is what happens when you have stolen elections. And I've talked about this before, and you have. And so the question is, what do we do now? And this morning, I don't know if you saw it in the Gateway Pundit, but Roger Stone put out a piece that you've referred to before, a strategy that I think needs to be employed sooner rather than later, and that is when the Republicans win the midterms, and it has to be the composition of the right Republicans, you know, the MAGA movement, Donald Trump needs to be Speaker of the House, and impeachment proceedings need to begin immediately against Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. The first article impeachment is going to be the Southern Border, Article 4, Section 4. And have these two removed and Donald Trump back installed as president. But in order to do that, it's going to take 67 votes in the Senate to convict. And I think that the way you do that is for you put so much pressure on these senators, even Democratic senators. And you have to do that with not only the evidence that you're going to impeach them on, but also, while you have these investigative committees, why don't we show the fraud and all the evidence that's not being shown on election irregularities at the same time, so that people, the truth will prevail and the evidence will be presented?
Charles, we're on the brink of World War III, and I'm sick and tired of relitigating what did and did not happen in 2020. If the evidence hasn't been presented now, it doesn't make any difference. It makes absolutely no difference. So we can keep, and again, there are a lot of Trump supporters that believe that should be the campaign messaging. The election was stolen, and we hope it's not going to be stolen again. That's a losing proposition. And we've got literally we are at the brink of war. So I look.
Well, that's the whole point is we got to get Trump back in it.
OK, yeah, that's not going to happen right now, Charles, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not going to happen. Charles, we got to run. Got to take a break. Good call, though. But folks, it's not going to happen. Trump is not going to be reinstalled. All right, 844-747-8868. You may disagree, and I'd like to hear from you. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. Hey, let's go to the phones here. David in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. By the way, David, President Trump heading up to your neck of the woods, Commerce, Georgia, for a big rally in a couple of weeks.
Not too far from me.
Yeah, not too far at all. All right, what's going on, David? What's on your mind?
Well, my question is, you know, we're getting ready to send all this relief money to Ukraine. And what is going to happen when, I think it's all inevitable, in a month's time or a couple weeks' time, Russia is going to overthrow Ukraine and set up some kind of governing force. Are we not just financing that at this point?
Well, no. So the money they're talking about is only going for food and health care. So we're footing the bill for the Band-Aids and the Beanie Weenies, and that's it, David. There's still a big struggle over whether or not, you know, and what kind of weapons, you know, we're actually going to be able to send over there.
Okay, I was just, you know, confused on exactly how it was going to be used, so I appreciate that.
No, it's but David, to the broader point here, and we've been trying to make this point for quite some time. I get the Tucker Carlsons of the world. I get that. But if we have an agreement in place, we have to honor that. I just think we have to be people of our word.
Sure.
All right, David, appreciate the call. Let's go to Gary in North Carolina. Hi, Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just thought it was kind of funny that last week Tucker Carlson talks about us having bio labs over there, and now all of a sudden we're worried about a chemical attack from Putin.
Yeah, you know, this is now the biolab story is weird. And this story emanated. It's not from InfoWars or anything like that. This is actually coming from the Biden administration when Victoria Nuland was asked during a hearing about whether or not there were biolabs, American run biolabs in the country. And do we have that? We don't have that audio, but this was from last week, and it was really disturbing to a lot of people. We're just kind of curious what exactly are those bio labs all about. So, yeah, they're there, Gary. We just don't know what those bio labs are up to.
Well, that would be an easy way to cover something up. You said Putin let go of the bioweapons, and it actually came from us.
Yeah, well, yes. But do you think the United States would be that nefarious? Do you think the Biden administration would do something like that? I mean, that's a war crime.
Do you think Biden wouldn't?
There you go. All right, Gary. Appreciate the call. Gary, no, I don't think the United States would do something like that, but who knows? Last week, Victoria Nuland, who is the Undersecretary of State, was testifying before a Senate committee, and she acknowledged that there were biological research facilities operating in Ukraine. Now, she answered, so that question came, the answer came in response to a question from Rubio, who wanted to know, hey, are there chemical or biological weapons in the country? Because, again, the Biden administration was worried that the Russians might get their hands on these biolabs. And the question is, why would they be worried about that? I mean, if this is a biolab that's working on a vaccine for the China virus, that's one thing. But if it was a biolab that was creating or producing biological weapons, well, that would be cause for concern. Now, Nuland did not say anything about the U.S. involvement in these biolabs, these research facilities. But her response was very peculiar, and quite frankly, a little disturbing. So we'll keep you updated on that. But I mean, look, I guess anything's possible. Do I personally think that Joe Biden would launch a chemical attack on the Ukrainian people? No, I do not. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's take a listen to that.
Oh, I only have a minute left. Let me ask you, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Okay, look, I mean, her response would give anyone pause for concern. It sounded as if she was covering up something, or maybe she knew more than she was letting on, or maybe she was just flat out clueless. But there are some people who are buying into the Russian propaganda that the United States would be behind some sort of a false flag chemical weapon attack. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Larry in North Carolina. All right, Larry, what's on your mind?
Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump, I think as most Americans do, but we need to get someone in office who thinks like Trump but doesn't talk or act like Trump. Who would that be?
Well, I have a couple of ideas in mind. Who do you think that would be?
Oh, I really don't know, but we need to start moving in that direction, and we need to do it quickly because a lot of people are sitting back waiting to see who we're going to vote for. And we don't know.
Well, Larry, it seems to me, based on, you know, my personal conversations with the former president and based on what he said Saturday, he's a guy that's intent on running in 2024.
He will not make it.
Why do you say that? Why don't you think he won't make it?
So many of us love what he thought and did, but he was a little bit embarrassing sometimes, quite honestly.
You don't think Biden's embarrassed? I mean, look, that's one of the reasons, Larry, why we have Biden in the first place is that a lot of Republicans didn't like the president's tweets or his demeanor, and they felt like Biden would be a better choice.
That's exactly right. That's why we need to get somebody. The Republican Party needs to get off their butt and get somebody that'll do the job.
Well, the only person I see that's capable of doing that right now would be Ron DeSantis out of Florida. That's it.
No, I agree. He would be a good one. But we need to start pushing in that direction now.
But what happens if he's got mean tweets in his background?
Oh, he probably does. Everybody does.
That's right. Everybody does, Larry. So does Donald Trump. And I hear what you're saying. But at the end of the day, I think Donald Trump is the only person who can get us out of this horrible mess we're in. Larry, appreciate the call. Folks, and there are a lot of folks like Larry out there who are conservatives who feel like it's time for us to move past Donald Trump. But the reality is the Republican Party is the party of Trump right now, folks. There's really no other way to see it.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
I only have a minute left. Let me ask you, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
All right. And again, that was last week where you had Victoria Nuland, the Undersecretary of State. And if you noticed, she was thrown off. And that's why she was very hesitant in the first part of her answer. The rest of it, she was back on her talking points. But she was very careful in how to characterize what those labs were in Ukraine. And the question now is how much we were providing them, because the New York Times says that the United States was funding those labs, and we've been doing so since 2005. All right, let's go to the phones here. Ben in Virginia on the line. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
You know, not a whole lot. I'm just thinking, I mean, are we really going to put it past the Biden administration to be a little shady with something like that?
Well, but Ben, the labs have been over there since 2005. So you would have to say that that Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden were all in cahoots on covering up whatever is over there.
Well, you know, what if there was not a time, you know, such a time as this, like you have the time that is now time for them to uncover whatever it is. I mean, you know, maybe they have an excuse now. And I see what you're saying about everybody having to be involved, but I don't know. I mean, you can't really tell nowadays.
It's, and again, this goes back to a fundamental problem in this country where you can't trust the mainstream media to report
not
the news.
All.
And that's why you can't trust anybody. And Republican, Democrat, I mean, it's just, it's frustrating. But this is where we are in America, Ben, where there's no such thing as absolute truth. Everybody's got their own version of the truth. And then you have the politicians that just flat out lie to your face.
Right. And I would like to make a comment. Before you went to the break, there was a gentleman that was talking about, you know, being over Trump. You know, regardless of the tweets and whatever, you put that aside, but Trump was holding things and people in check. I mean, yeah, I'm not, you know, he has social media outbursts, but if that's his main problem, then I'm going to live with that. I want somebody in control of my nation who is going to put the people at bay, and he's going to say, hey, we're not going to take this, or you're not going to do this. And you see what happened. They were listening to him.
Well, of course they were. I mean, just think for a moment. Do you believe for a second that the Saudi Arabians would not take a phone call from Donald Trump?
Oh, no. You already know.
Exactly.
It's great. And, you know, you mentioned Ron DeSantis. How do you feel about Ted Cruz?
Well, I like Ted Cruz. You know, it's just the problem with Ted is it depends on what version of Ted Cruz you're working with.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I was, and full disclosure here, Ben, back in the Republican primaries of 2016, I was a Ted Cruz guy. Started out as a Rick Perry guy, ended up with Ted Cruz, and then jumped on board the president's train when he got the nomination. So
right.
I've just been disappointed in how, you know, in some of the things that Ted's been doing. And yeah. I'm not sure that he'd be able to win a national election, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm perfectly fine with putting Trump in that seat yet again, because
me too.
I think we need, honestly.
I mean,
you know, people are going to have their different opinions, but when you look at everything, when you look at the economic rise, when you look at everything that he did and everything that he did behind the scenes, you can't really argue with it at that point. I mean, the reason he's hated so much is because he put himself out there so much.
Yeah, the only problem I had with Trump is that he didn't clean out the swamp enough, and he didn't abolish the Department of Education. If we would have done those two, I would have put. If he had abolished the Department of Education, I would have advocating putting his face up on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like the man had an easy path. He had some
That's
kind of
true.
Obstacle kind of throw him every day. You know,
that's fair enough, Ben. All right, God bless you there in the Commonwealth. Hey, I want to play this audio from Trump's speech on the over the weekend. Cut number five, please.
So to every patriot here today, I ask you to get ready to work, get ready to fight, get ready to win. And we're going to win like never before. We're going to win like never before. This is the year we are going to take back the House. We are going to take back the Senate. And we are going to take back America. And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful White House.
Sounds to me like he's running. Maybe you guys see it differently, but I think this guy is running. And I think he's going to win. I think the country could be in such horrible condition that even a majority of Democrats will be voting for Donald Trump on Election Day. I you know, call me crazy, but I think that's where this is all going, folks. I mean, look, the Democrats get it. There's They were meeting in Philadelphia, and we'll get to this story in the next hour. But Congressman Sean Maloney from New York, he was giving a speech over the weekend in Philadelphia, and he says the problem is we don't get the – he's talking about Democrats. The problem with Democrats is they are the problem. I mean, they understand that they have screwed this thing up. The question is, what are they going to do about it? They've gone so far to the left. Can they actually bring it back to the center? I don't think they can. I don't think they can. And I think that means a landslide for Republicans in the midterms. And I think it's a landslide for Donald Trump in 2024. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello. Welcome to Hour 2. By the way, Willard Mitt Romney, not a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. Willard Romney is very upset because he's accusing Tulsi Gabbard of parroting false Russian propaganda. The no, you just can't make this stuff up. So Romney is outraged because Gabbard claimed in a video that there are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine, and they are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Gabbard called for a ceasefire until the labs could be secured and the pathogens inside the labs destroyed. Now, Romney says those comments are horrifying and those comments are treasonous. He actually accused Tulsi Gabbard of treason. Quote, Tulsi Gabbard is parroting false Russian propaganda. Her treasonous lies may well cost lives, says the man who never served in the military, says the man whose sons have never served in the military, says the man who has alleged ties to Burisma, which is a Ukrainian gas company. See Hunter Biden on that one. So anyway, I think the argument could be made that Tulsi Gabbard is maybe more of a Republican than Mitt Romney is. Anyway, a lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on this today, and we're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. Paul in Gainesville, Georgia, welcome to the program. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, we always seem to be on the back foot in anything we do. Why doesn't Biden send 10,000 or 20,000 troops over to Taiwan for extended military exercises to show a little force that we will support Taiwan in case there's an issue?
Now, that's actually a good thought, Paul. There is a report from Voices of America. This was late last year. This was last December. And at that point, the Pentagon had doubled the number of military personnel stationed in Taiwan. But to your point, it would not be that big of a stretch to send even more personnel now.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, we're always reacting to things. Well, why don't we let other people react to what we're doing?
I think that's a good idea. By the way, when I said nearly doubled, there are roughly 40 military personnel unofficially boots on the ground in Taiwan. But to your point, wouldn't be a bad idea to send a couple of ships over there and to put some Marines boots on the ground in Taiwan.
Thank you. That's all. I like
that idea, Paul. Again, be a little proactive. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Farron on the line. All right, Farron, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. You know, we killed over a million Iraqis needlessly over the weapons of mass destruction law. So it's hard for me to believe the American people believe that the United States government cares so much about the Ukrainian people that we're going to go to all this effort over this issue that's in Russia's backyard. If North Korea had 30 bioweapons labs in Mexico, we'd be sending the murder circus down there, too. Russia does not want the American murder circus on its border. There's 27 other conflicts going on in the world right now, regional and tribal, and the United States doesn't care about it. And the only reason the American people care about this one is because the media has so propagandized them to get involved in it. They wouldn't even know about it. Most Americans can't find Ukraine on the map. It's because the media, the TVs told them to care about it. That's why they're all putting the Ukrainian flag on their Facebook.
Farron, I don't disagree with anything you said. I will say this, though. It was a Democrat president, Bill Clinton, who signed the Budapest Memorandum that put us in a predicament where we have to honor what's on that piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, it states very plainly that the United States will protect Ukraine if the Russians attacked. And I think we have to be men and women. We have to be a nation of our word.
Well, let me respond to that. The United States government has broken just about every treaty it's ever entered into. And if you don't believe it, ask your nearest Indian. And here's the other thing. Everybody that believes that the Republican Party is going to ride in on the white horse, was you not awake from 2016 to 2018 when finally the Republicans controlled both houses and the presidency, and they didn't do anything about voter fraud? How'd that work out for them? They wouldn't stand with the president to build a wall. The Republican Party should change its symbol from an elephant and quit besmirching the good name of an elephant to a white flag erector team. They cave on every issue. They should be called the Republicrats and the Democons.
Yeah, look, Farron, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying here, but I will ask you this question. Are you better off now than you were under the Trump administration?
Oh, we're way worse off. You know, it was easily predictable, but here's where Donald Trump made the mistake, and somebody please get this message to him. On the day he was inaugurated, right after he was sworn in, he should have moseyed over to the podium and said, everybody that was appointed by Barack Obama that I have the power to fire is fired right now, and he wouldn't have had Rosenstein and a whole bunch of the rest of them sellout traitors, that there will never be any accountability to all this criminality. You remember Lock Up Hillary? None of that's ever going to happen. It doesn't happen. Comey, all the rest of these crooks. In a real world, George Soros would be an international and a domestic terrorist.
Let me play some audio here from the rally, the Trump rally over the weekend, where Trump actually talked about the deep state. Cut number two, please.
We will pass critical reforms making every executive branch employee fireable by the president of the United States. The deep state must and will be brought to heel. It's already happening.
And, well, it needs to happen, to your point, Farron, and I appreciate the call. Farron makes a lot of sense here, but we have to be very practical. And folks, the reality is that Trump is the only person at this point who has any chance of fixing what Biden has broken. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. And can we talk about how ignorant Kamala Harris is? I mean, it makes you wonder, how did she get to the position that she got to? You know, there are the allegations out there that she was not promoted based on her intellect. Here's Kamala Harris over the weekend saying that the United States, well, you've got to listen very closely. We're going to play this two times, and I'm going to explain something before we play it a second time. But I want you to listen very closely to what Kamala Harris has to say about Ukraine and NATO.
So I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again. The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance.
All right. So I don't know what you heard, but I heard Kamala Harris say that the United States stands firmly with Ukraine. And let's go back and listen to it one more time.
So I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again. The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance.
In defense of the NATO alliance. Kamala Harris seems to be under the impression that Ukraine is part of NATO. This woman is incredibly ignorant. Now, the mainstream media is giving her cover. As a matter of fact, so is the official White House transcript, because they say that she said and not in. So I want to go back and listen to it one more time very carefully, and I want to know what you heard.
So I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again. The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance.
That sounds like in to me, folks. She's just an ignorant woman. And you can't fix stupid like that. You just can't. All right, let's go to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Jerry, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the previous caller's suggestion that you can't just walk in the office and fire everybody. Every administration has got to deal with the previous administration's appointees. If you come into office and you fire everybody, which you actually have the legal right to do, the government collapses. You're talking about hundreds, maybe thousands of people in key positions. That means no more Social Security. It means no more sales tax collection. It means no more defense. It means no more everything. It's such a childish, and people got to grow up, okay? I think that's my point. People have got to grow up and figure out how the government works. We're going to try and make crazy suggestions about firing everybody. I'm sorry, it's a pet peeve, but it's the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. You can't do it. You have to play the cards you dealt, and Trump was in the process of replacing people as often as he could. He got hundreds of judges on the courts. He fired as many people as he can, but you just can't come in there and with a bucket and clean off everybody, because it just, the world doesn't work that way. And people need to know that.
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan pulled that back in the 1980s with the striking air traffic controllers. He fired every one of them.
That was a particular union with just maybe a couple thousand employees across the country.
Almost 12,000. Right, almost 12,000.
Okay, and he replaced them right away. You can't do that with the government. You can't just clean everybody out. It's impossible. It's just impossible unless you want the government to just collapse and do nothing while you try and find replacements.
All right, Jerry, appreciate the call. And, folks, Jerry says, hail it from a very practical standpoint, you can't fire everybody. But I don't think that's what Trump is advocating for here. He just wants to get rid of these deep state people who are literally trying to destroy conservatives and are targeting not just Republicans, but also people of faith, specifically the Jewish and Christian faith. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hey, ToddStarnes.com is our website. I've got to brag on our book, the latest book, our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It is, it's selling like hotcakes, and it makes a wonderful Easter gift, and it also makes a wonderful Mother's Day present, and I would be honored to sign a copy for your mom. If you would like to order a copy, you can do that by going to our website, ToddStarnes.com, or you can also order at Amazon or wherever you buy your books. We have, it's in all the major bookstores around America, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book filled with great inspirational stories, Bible verses, and some incredible recipes. And all I can tell you is we have gotten so many positive comments about how easy and delicious the biscuit recipe is. I mean, it's just a great book and great recipes. It's not for dieters. So if you're a vegetarian or a dieter, you probably don't want to read this book, because there's some pretty delicious stuff in there. Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and you can get a copy again, ToddStarnes.com. I will personalize all the copies that are purchased there, or you can purchase it Amazon, wherever you buy your books. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Baker, you were a high school athlete, right?
Yes.
Basketball, right?
Yes, for a little while.
So, and for a, well, how long did you, how many years did you play basketball?
Almost 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, that's more than a little while.
I did a lot of warming the bench, but I did play.
Well, that's okay. So that's okay. I'm that's interesting to know. So so you tried out for the team.
Yes.
And you made the team, but True. You sat on the bench for a little while.
I did. There were a couple years when the coaches told my parents, like, look, she's going to be sitting the bench a lot. And I just accepted it.
And why was that?
Because I wasn't as good as the other girls.
Okay.
I was just okay. So I had to sit the bench and I was backup if needed. But, you know, I practiced with the older girls. I learned from the older girls, but I wasn't as good as them.
But eventually you made it to become a basketball star.
Star, loosely, sure.
Okay. Well, you got to take
the compliment. I'll take the compliment.
Own it. You're a rock star.
You know, when
star.
I went back to play church ball, yes, definitely, I was the star.
Oh, that church ball, that is tough stuff.
I played at Bellevue, yeah.
Oh, wow. Bellevue Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the Baptist, and I speak because I'm a Baptist, so these are my people. This is my tribe. We're pretty aggressive on the playing fields.
Yes. Church, it's competitive.
Church league softball. Wow.
It's a real deal. You better watch out.
Some of the language. Woo. Mercy.
Throw a mean curveball.
There you go. So look, there's a story out of Warren County, Ohio, and I want to get your take on this. There is they have a boys volleyball team at the high school.
Okay.
So most schools, it's just the girls play the volleyball.
Volleyball's tough.
Yes. So Mason High School. And so a bunch of the boys tried out for the team and they were cut from the team. So they tried out and like yourself, they weren't good enough yet. So they didn't make the team. They
okay.
got cut.
Fair enough.
So the coach sent a letter to the boys saying, thank you for trying out for the team, but you lack the skills necessary to be on the team.
Fair enough.
Now, if you got a letter like that, you would probably say, okay, wow. This is bad news. I'm disappointed. But you know what? I've got to become a better player. I've got to work harder.
Yeah, I probably would have asked, what specifically do I need to improve on?
So all you know what broke loose because the parents got involved.
Oh,
how
gosh.
Dare you? How dare you say our son doesn't have any athletic ability? How
Those
dare
parents.
You?
Parents.
And so there's now some of the boys say their feelings got hurt. And, you know,
give
they
me a break.
I mean, so how they felt like the coach's letter insulted the boys.
It's so dumb.
So instead of the school saying, hey, suck it up, buttercup, the school actually sided with the parents.
What?
And they apologized.
Apologize for what?
Warren County, Ohio. They say the coach hurt the teenage boys' feelings.
Okay. Maybe I'm giving the boys too much credit here. But I feel like this is all the parents' fault. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the boys came home crying, like, Mom, they didn't let me on the team. But okay. Come on.
Oh, this is the participation trophy generation.
I hate that so much.
This is it.
I hate that so much.
It's, you know, and what's bad is those kids grow up thinking that they have a sense of entitlement.
They do.
So they're
That's
entitled
true.
To never be offended or get their feelings hurt. And, you know, you have to deal with those people in the general population.
It's going to hurt them in the long run. That's all I got to say.
I tried out for our high school basketball team, and the coach said I was the worst. He actually told me I was the worst basketball player he had ever seen.
Well, that's a little harsh.
No, but he made me the school mascot. So,
oh.
I mean, because he laughed. He said, I've never seen someone play so horribly.
Wow.
But he smoked a cigar. That was back when coaches were allowed to be coaches. And not like life coaches.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get it next time.
I was told there's no crying in basketball.
No, none. Or volleyball. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This is sort of like mellow music for for Art Alley, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Art, I feel like we need to, I don't know, maybe some more festive music for you. We need to get you your own intro music.
We need something. I'm going to have Shannon work on that. We'll develop a little jingle.
We'll get our people. It's like After Hours with Art Alley. I don't know. It's weird. Hey, Art Alley, who is the founder and president of the Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com, one of our favorite money guys. Art, hope you're doing good today.
We're doing fine, man, because you know what? In this crazy upside-down world that looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket, we know who's in charge, and it ain't the guy in Washington, D.C. So that keeps me sane. You got to have an eternal perspective when you're going through this stuff. But you know, there I go preaching. I promise you I wouldn't do that.
No, we're about to take up an offering, Art, so you just keep going. You know, there are tough times, and we've been looking at gas prices, what the average over $4.30 a gallon now. And there's a report out of Fox News Channel that inflation is costing the average American household about $300 a month. Are you hearing those numbers?
Well, I ignore them because it's only just beginning, Todd. I think we both recognize that unless something drastically changes in leadership in America, this thing's going to make Jimmy Carter days look like a Sunday school picnic. These guys are absolutely, they can't be that stupid. It's intentional. They are absolutely trying to destroy not just America. It's a worldwide phenomenon, and we're heading toward this new world order that all these presidents except Trump have been talking about. So they're doing this on purpose. I'm convinced of that. Of course, I don't have any inside information. But, I mean, how many mistakes can a sane person make and still try to give an image that he knows what's going on?
You know, the great irony here is that the administration, I don't think they really care about Ukraine at all. I think they're using this as the cover to force this environmental policy and especially this attack on gas and oil, and they're using that as cover to attack the American people. And that's why they just really don't care if, you know, gas price is going up to over $7 a gallon in some places of the country right now.
Oh, Todd, that is their standard operating procedure, you know, distraction. Keep people's eyes over here so you can accomplish your agenda over there. But on the Ukraine thing, I mean, we were both at a conference that really explained how this happened. And it's all sitting in Joe Biden's lap. When he made the idiotic moves of shutting America's oil production down and given rise, you know, Putin, the Russian economy was about the size of Italy. He could never have mounted any kind of an invasion. But once the Biden team started shutting everything down and depending on Russia, and the price of oil goes from $50 to $150 a gallon, all of a sudden, Vladimir Putin is a very wealthy guy. And that financed this move into Ukraine. It's crazy. I mean, some people ought to be in prison, if not shot for treason. I shouldn't be saying that as president of a Timothy plan. But, you know, I'm just a little sick of all this deception. But it is absolutely predictable what's going on, and inflation's not going to stop there. But to show you how smart I am, Todd, Bonnie and I decided, you know, we're going to go into retirement partially. So we bought a motorhome.
Uh-oh.
That gets 8 miles to a gallon. I can't take it out of my driveway now.
Oh, that's not a good move.
Price of fuel.
So it's back to work for Art Alley.
Don't ask me for advice, man. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios, our good friend Art Alley, who is the founder and president of Timothy Plan. And you know, Art, even in difficult times, it is important to plan for the future and also to make sure that, you know, we are investing in a biblical way. And a lot of people don't realize that some of the companies that they're invested in may be engaged in some pretty horrible and immoral practices.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And it's because people, you know, if you're not in the industry, you really don't understand most people investing. So you rely on somebody else. You know, it's just a thing that somebody tells you what to do. But if you do like you just suggested, start understanding where is this money invested? And the majority of it is going to shock people because it could be invested in companies that are trying to destroy us. They would never do that intentionally. But we help them discover if they just call us. We got a free service that'll tell them how much money they've got invested in companies that are trying to change our world for the worst. Whether it's abortion, pornography, anti-family entertainment, all of that stuff is being funded by corporate America. And Wall Street is not our friend. The big companies are right in there in cahoots with the guys trying to take America down. It makes no sense to me, but it is what it is.
Art, just in recent days, just over the weekend, you had the chief executive officer of Walt Disney World coming out and apologizing for not doing more to shoot down that legislation that would give parents a say in their kids' education and would block teachers from indoctrinating kids in kindergarten.
Well, you know, we got the greatest governor in the United States right here in Florida. And, you know, Disney's in our backyard. They fail every screen we have. And Ron DeSantis took them to task and they backed off. You know, they're not unusual in promoting just evil stuff. But, you know, our legislature in Florida just finished. And, I mean, it was major victories almost across the board for common sense, for traditional values, for parents' rights, for all this other stuff that the woke world is trying to jam down our throats. They stopped it cold here in Florida. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be in this state. We need more governors like Ron DeSantis that's going to stand up and say, you know what, you don't have any constitutional authority to tell us what to do. And that's why a lot of the stuff we're doing, Todd, we are training pastors through what we call boot camps, equipping them to deal with this culture biblically and with hopes of having states' rights reinstituted. And the real key to that is a solid governor. And there aren't a lot of them. There are a few, but none. I wish we could just clone Ron DeSantis and make him governor of every state. That would shut down this nonsense and call the bluff of these people that absolutely impose stuff on us with no authority to do it. But if we just go along, they're going to get away with it. So, you know, if I sound like I'm a little frustrated and tired of it all, I am. But nevertheless, I know who is in charge, and it ain't them. And I would encourage all the listeners, have an eternal perspective. Do everything you can. You can't sit with your feet up anymore and allow I think, satanically influenced leadership in this country to just continually dictate the demise of America. We need to stand. Our back's against the wall, and people are doing that, and that's encouraging to me.
And Art, and one of the most powerful ways that we can be a part of that is by making sure we are not investing in companies that are helping, aiding, and abetting the government in that movement.
Thank you, Todd. You're right.
And folks, why TimothyPlan.com is the place you need to go. That's TimothyPlan.com. And you're going to be able to find out how to invest wisely, but most importantly of all, biblically.
And you know what? People thought it's going to cost them something when they do that. And, you know, I'm so convicted that even if it does, so what? You've got to be able to follow your convictions. But we've proven over 28 years we get competitive performance. You don't have to own that stuff. So call us. Go to timothyplan.com or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN, and we'll explain it to you in easy, simple, understandable terms so you can make better decisions. And that's the business that God has called us to do.
All right. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. And
okay,
our team, we're working on the theme music. So,
all right, yeah. let's do that. That sounds like a great idea.
I love it. Art Alley, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, a brilliant financial mind. TimothyPlan.com is the website. That's TimothyPlan.com. Folks, they have achieved $2 billion under investment by doing all of this deep research, and their motto is pretty incredible. Quit investing in organizations trying to destroy us. I mean, that seems like a very common sense, rational approach. And what they do is they go in and they investigate all these companies, and they determine where they stand on a lot of issues like life, stewardship, family, sobriety, marriage, liberty, and the list goes on. And they help you determine, okay, these are the companies I probably ought to be investing in, and these are the ones I need to stay away from. And again, this is all about changing the way we spend our money and stopping good conservatives from investing in companies that are trying to destroy conservatives. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can we go back to the story out of Warren County, the boys volleyball team? Again, this is the problem facing our nation right now, is that we live in an entitlement generation, and we have raised a generation of young people to think that they don't really have to work hard for anything, that they should just be, it should be given to them on a platter. You know, a lot of people blame old Mr. Rogers for that. You know, the whole idea, everybody, you know, he would, every single show, you know, everybody is special. And yes, everybody is special. But the reality is that some people are just more gifted than others. That's why I am currently not an NBA basketball star. Because there are clearly other people out there who are much better at that than I am. But there are a lot of people who are not talk radio hosts, and it's because, well, that's what I do. So at some point, we're going to have a meeting of the minds and deal with what is, I think, a very dangerous situation, because we're raising a generation of coddled kids, and that is bad for all of us. But my hat is off to this coach, who I thought was, quite frankly, I thought he was direct. I thought he was compassionate. And he was saying, hey, look, thanks for trying out, but you don't have the skill set yet. That doesn't mean that you're a horrible person. It doesn't mean that you're feeble brained. It's just you're not ready yet to be a part of the team. And just think about this. You go out there. All right, let's just say that University of Tennessee Volunteers, who got screwed by the NCAA with that third seed, let's just say that you're a liberal and you attend the University of Tennessee. Even liberals love sports. Even liberals are devoted to their athletic team. And so let's just say that you're a liberal and you support the University of Tennessee Volunteers. Go Big Orange. Are you going to want some, I don't know, identity card politics person on your team? Or would you rather have the best players on the team who can defeat Kentucky for the third straight time and still end up with a lesser seat? No, you're going to want the best person on the team, right? You're going to want the best basketball player. You're not going to want somebody just because they were, you know, just because of the color of their skin or how much money they have, or if there's some sort of, unless you're a member of the girls' basketball team, and then you want the men who are 7 feet tall that identify as women on your team so they can dunk and, you know, they can win basketball games. I'm just saying. I mean, if you're going to have the transgenders, you may as well have them where, you know. Anyway, all right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Go Big Orange.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Grace, did you see what I sent you during the break about the Starbucks?
Couldn't miss it.
You know, this is, again, yet another reason why I don't go into a Starbucks.
This is not Starbucks' fault.
No, I think, I believe it is. I will. Let me set the stage. ladies and gentlemen, we have some crime news to share with you. This is from Miami, Florida, where a man was caught on video pleasuring himself in the middle of a Starbucks.
Ugh.
I know. I don't like using that. Why don't we just say this? He was frothing his latte.
Ew. Can we say that? That is just as bad.
It was all on camera. And so the guy identified, the police say the guy is a homeless male model.
How do you think they identified him?
A distinguishing birthmark, maybe. I don't know. But I can tell you, you don't want to be naked in a Starbucks because, you know, sometimes the coffee, it's hot.
No, you don't.
It's very hot.
Or very cold.
But I blame Starbucks because they opened up. Remember, they opened up their stores. So if you're homeless, you just come on in, make yourself at home. So they made their bed. And okay,
they made their coffee.
I'm going to stop.
They made their coffee. Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Drink it.
This is what happens when you don't have rules. You know, you've got horrible things happening.
Boundaries.
Big time. I do want to wrap up this hour, though, with a positive story. Burnsville, North Carolina. You folks know where Burnsville is. It's a small town, small southern town. And, you know, they're dealing with the gas prices like everybody else. Well, there's a locally owned Citgo gas station. You folks in Burnsville, you know where it's at, US 19 East and Depot Street. It's right there at the corner. You know what they've been doing, Grace Baker? They've cut the price of gas down to $2.25 a gallon.
Wow.
And the station owners say, you know what, we're taking a huge loss here. We just want to help everybody out. We're a small town. Everybody knows everybody. And they just want to, you know, try to help out their neighbors.
Well, that's nice.
I think that is a great thing. You know what's going to happen? Yeah, and they can only do this for a certain – they've already run out of gas. So they're waiting for another – but they're going to do it again. So all you can do is hope that the people are using that extra money and going in and buying some, I don't know, Cheetos, you know, the flaming hot, you know, Doritos and a Mountain Dew.
Sure.
You know, gotta
essentials.
Gotta take care of the locals. You know what I'm saying? But by the way, I have to tell you a fish stick story. I made fish sticks
fish
last
sticks.
Night. I don't know why I was in the mood for fish
Man.
Sticks last night.
Yo.
And mac and cheese. I was going old school.
No judgment.
It was pretty tasty though. Gorton's. Yeah, the frozen fish.
Okay.
Anyway, we salute the Citgo gas station in Burnsville, North Carolina. Could you save 20 gallons for me, please? We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello from our Liberty University studios. Hope you're doing good today, America. I am just confused. Grace Baker, where is Grace? Grace, turn your microphone on. Thank you.
No need to shout. It's only a Monday.
I know. But again, you're a big basketball fan.
Yes.
So you know who Kyrie Irving is.
Of course I do.
So Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
By the way, I used to live, my apartment was just within walking distance of Barclays.
Did you ever go to a game?
No, I did not.
Oh, bummer.
So it wasn't a big, well, you know, I'm not a big NBA fan.
Okay.
And the stadium is just weird. Like the arena looks weird. You know, they have grass growing on the rooftop.
Oh, that is kind of weird.
Very unattractive in the
neighborhood. Any goats up on the roof?
Possibly. Anyway, so Kyrie Irving was not allowed to play in the game over the weekend. Was it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
but because of the China virus rules and regulations in New York City, right?
Yeah.
But he was allowed to attend the game. So,
what?
So he was actually there. He was sitting across from the team's bench, and he was allowed to. And by the way, visitors, like the visiting team, if they were not vaccinated, because he's not vaccinated.
No.
So visiting players don't have to be vaccinated. But if, in fact, you're a member of the Brooklyn Nets, in New York City, the rules are you have to be vaccinated.
And it's not like Kyrie Irving is a nobody player. I mean, he is a star on this team. And he has, I got to give him, he has stood his ground. He's like, nope, not getting it, not getting the shot. And here we are.
So now the NBA, like a couple of the Kevin Durant, among others, they're going after the mayor, Eric Adams.
Of course they are, saying, because they want their star player back.
They want
back.
Their star player back. That's right. And they're like, what?
They want to win.
This guy's going to, Eric Adams is going to be a one-term mayor.
Yeah. I mean, you don't mess with Brooklyn Nets basketball.
No.
Come on.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't
want to do it. I'm telling you.
Idiots.
It's crazy.
Idiots.
All right. All that to say, anybody seen Fauci? Nobody seen anybody
Crickets.
Seen him? We got to put like a, I don't know, a bolo. Be on the lookout for Anthony Fauci. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you have the former head of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, who is one of the patron. He was a disciple of the patron saint of Wuhan. He was appointed as President Biden's new science advisor back in February. And our good friend from the Daily Wire, Megan Basham, has an exclusive story about some leaked audio where Collins is actually laughing over threatening unemployment to force these vaccines, you know, the mandates. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Megan, good to have you back with us.
Good to be here. It's good to catch up with you, Todd.
So this is a fascinating story that you've written. And, folks, we've got a link to it on our live show blog, but it's a good read. It's a long read, but this really does expose the entire political nature of the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, it was sort of astonishing to get a chance to listen to this audio. My source who gave it to me had some stipulations on how we could share it. It was supposed to be a private event. And both men, Francis Collins, and he was being hosted by Christianity Today public theologian Russell Moore. And both men at several points in the audio recording said, "We're so glad that this session is not being recorded so that we can speak freely." And one of the things that Collins freely spoke about was his enthusiasm for forcing people to get the vaccine under threat of job loss. He was very bold in saying that, in the past, people didn't want to get it, but he personally used that pressure at the NIH and he's seen how successful it is, and you're really able to force people who don't want it to have to get it. Otherwise, they won't be able to pay their bills.
Now, we get Francis Collins, but I was really intrigued by the things you wrote about Russell Moore. And before he was at Christianity Today, he was the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, which is, again, a major position, a policy. They were setting policy for the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination. So he was, and his opinion was not only very powerful within the convention, but it really did shape the minds and the theology of a lot of young Southern Baptist pastors.
Right. And, you know, looking at this story and a previous story I did, so that previous story sort of showed how Francis Collins was so praised and platformed, particularly within Southern Baptist circles, by leaders like Russell Moore. And one of the questions was, you know, was this loving your neighbor? Because that's really how these vaccine mandates, these mask mandates were put forward, as a gospel issue and really a very legalistic way of saying, well, this is how you follow Jesus. Well, as more information has come out, of course, we've started to go, you know, these are very complex issues. It turns out the vaccines aren't as efficacious as we thought they would be at slowing the spread. You can spread it even if you're vaccinated. And certainly we've seen that masks are not very effective at slowing the spread. So all of this sort of legalistic Phariseeism that they heaped on Christians, saying that this is the way you must love your neighbor, have turned out not to be true, and yet you've seen no addressing that. You've seen no humility or mea culpas. And this event at the University of Chicago for David Axelrod's former, talking about a former Obama appointee, his Institute of Politics, this event with Russell Moore and Francis Collins just showed that, you know, all of this pretense of this being very non-political, very nonpartisan, simply about following science and health wasn't accurate. And there's just a really sort of disturbing authoritarianism when you hear this tape.
And I think at the end of the day, based on Russell Moore's comments and his behavior of late and who he associates with, I think the argument can be made that the Southern Baptist unknowingly put a Democrat at their highest policy level in the Southern Baptist Convention.
Well, you know, and it's interesting you say that, because one of the really sort of riveting moments when I was listening to this tape was when Francis Collins and Russell Moore both placed the blame for hundreds of thousands of COVID deaths at former President Trump's feet. Well, regardless of how you feel about President Trump, there was just no rationale for doing that. There were fewer deaths under Trump administrations than there have been under Biden, even though they did not have the jump start of the vaccines that the previous administration had already been working on. Biden's administration had all the benefit of some of these sort of infrastructure to deal with the vaccine that Trump didn't have. And yet they were placing the blame of death on President Trump, which from a Christian point of view is pretty appalling, because you go, one, it's just not factual. And true, there's a slanderous angle there that really shocked me.
Yeah, well, let's call it a lie, because that's what it is, Megan. I mean, going back to the early days, remember it was Donald Trump who put the travel bans in place from China, which led Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to raise holy you-know-what. I mean, they were just adamantly opposed to any kind of travel stoppages. You had Trump out there who was leading the charge to get the vaccine created in the first place. So it makes absolutely no sense. But again, they hated Trump from day one. And that's, you know, they're looking for any opportunity they can to destroy this man.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I really wish I could get a chance to speak with Russell Moore. I've been pretty public about maybe even at times being a little too enthusiastic, a little too aggressive about seeking an interview with him. But it's just so frustrating to go that these evangelical leaders who pushed, one, this COVID propaganda, but two, have now been shown to have been operating from very political positions and very political motivation. They won't talk to anybody. They won't answer any questions. And if you push, you know, the answer is, well, we don't like your tone, or, well, we don't really trust your motivation. So they answer to no one. And, you know, it doesn't have to be me, but you look back at what has happened over the last 2 years with a lot of Christians, a lot of Protestant leaders, and you go, there needs to be some answering for how they use their platforms to really heap a lot of burden on their fellow Christian shoulders. And as of right now, they're not talking, and I hope a lot of people out there will join me in demanding some answers.
Megan, I'm with you on that, and I mean, we could do a full, you know, full 3 hours on that one issue. But the reality is that Russell Moore and David French and many others really weaponized their positions, and they kept accusing people like Pastor Robert Jeffers and many other leaders who are just good and decent men and women of God, accuse them of, you know, of turning their back on Christ, turning their back on their faith by supporting President Trump, accuse them of playing politics in the pulpit. But in fact, what they were doing, they were actually the ones playing politics in the pulpit.
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, I'll tell you, when you go back and sort of review all of the podcasts, all of the interviews over the 2 years of COVID, and then you listen to this audio tape or you read my transcripts and quotes from the audio tape, you go, that is just so evident, Todd, the degree to which they have been turned into political actors and are sort of demanding that other Christians sign on to their political agenda. Otherwise, they're going to tag you as somehow, you know, not being in good standing with your church, not being
a biblical follower of Jesus. So that's a really just awful way to use your platform. And that's kind of what I wanted to highlight in my reporting of late, is that there's a lot to answer for here, and I hope that that happens.
Megan, somebody years ago in the early days of Trump, somebody, one of these goons, called my pastor and said that I needed to be brought up on church discipline because of my support and defense of Donald Trump. Now, what's interesting is I'm a Southern Baptist, so we don't do that. And so my pastor was very keen to let him know we're not Presbyterians here. We're Southern Baptist. Unbelievable. But that's the level, and everybody was getting it. You know, this was not, I wasn't, you know, some special case. I mean, everybody was facing the same issue. And I know this, and this is why they're coming after you, Megan. And that's why we want you on the program to affirm you and to let you know that we're not going to let them bully you, because that's what they're trying to do.
Well, and I have really appreciated that. And so I'm glad that you're giving me the opportunity to say so, Todd. People won't know this, but even behind the scenes, you have been so encouraging to me, just sending me notes and saying, keep it up, girl. Don't let him get you down. And I really appreciate that.
You're doing good. You know, and you're striking a note and a chord with people, and they see that, and they knew something was up. And you're exposing it, and clearly people are now trusting you as a great source, giving you this exclusive info. Folks, we do have a link to Megan's powerful piece over on our live show blog, and I would encourage you to read that. Megan, hang in there.
I will. Thank you. You too, Todd.
All right, will do. Megan Basham over at the Daily Wire. And it is ugly. And I was there was a group within the Southern Baptist Convention, and they're like, oh, you know, can you be a part of what we're doing to fight back? And I said, yeah, that's not my fight. But I warned them. I said, they're playing a dirty game here. And I understand this concept of, these are religious people. No, they're bad people. And they will try to destroy you. This was the message I tried to convey to these people. And I don't think they listened. And they just got, they were eaten up by these folks. I mean, it's pretty despicable stuff. But look, at the reality at the end of the day, these people like Francis Collins and all these other folks, they're closet Democrats. That's who they really are. And they are wolves in sheep's clothing. And we've got to address this. But it's fascinating to read this story, because you really get to see behind closed doors what they really think about all of you folks out there, and especially you evangelical Christians. There was one point where Collins, this is Megan Basham's reporting, that Collins said evangelicals have forgotten many times that freedom is not just about rights. How many times have you heard, and he used a fake Southern accent, well, freedom means I got rights. Well, okay, you also have the other R word, responsibilities. That's what freedom is supposed to incorporate. That's a quote from Francis Collins. These people hate you. They despise you. They treat you like that toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe. That's what they think about all you folks out there. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped, strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built, or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days, going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, I want to share some breaking news with you. This is coming from our good friends over at Fox News Channel. John Roberts, just a few moments ago, announced that one of their journalists has been injured while covering the war in Ukraine. We don't have a lot of details here. I've reached out to some of my sources inside Fox to find out what's going on. We're not going to release the name right now. Again, we don't know if the and they haven't released the name of the journalist either. And when you say journalist, it's not just the person in front of the camera. That's the photojournalist. You've got a whole crew of people that are out there. And we don't have many details other than the fact that a Fox News journalist was injured. This happened outside of Kyiv, covering the person was covering the war on Ukraine. Of course, a former New York Times journalist and a well-known filmmaker was killed over the weekend. So it is very dangerous out there for these journalists. And I will say this about Fox News. They take security very seriously. Even here domestically, if you've got a Fox crew, they're out covering a riot, there is always private security that accompany the reporters and the crews out there in the field. So if you could take a moment and just say a prayer for this journalist, pray also for really all the reporters that are out there covering this story. But it is a very dangerous, very deadly situation as they work to bring us information from the front lines of the war. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll keep you updated on that as we get more details. Can I just brag on our good friend Mike Lindell? By the way, finally, I'm up on the Truth social media platform. So if you have, if you've gotten approved, I would love for you to join me there. Mike and I were chatting back and forth over on that platform over the weekend. And they've tried to shut this guy down. They tried to destroy Mike Lindell, and it did not work. They took his products out of the big box stores, but you know what? Mike went directly to us, and we have a special page at the MyPillow store, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you're going to find some incredible deals, including an amazing bargain, the towels, the MyPillow towels. You're going to get a six-piece set made with USA cotton, $39.99. Normally, you'd pay over $100 for those, $109.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 800-839-8506. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Everybody, welcome back. So honored to have you with us on this Monday, busy Monday. And again, the breaking news, Fox News Channel reporting just a few moments ago, one of their journalists has been injured covering the war. This happened right outside of Kyiv or Kiev, and we don't have much more information other than that. They are withholding the name of the journalist for right now, and that makes perfect sense. Trying to get a hold of the family, you know how this goes. But what you can do is pray for this individual, this journalist, and for this individual's colleagues at the Fox News corner of the world. And it's been a difficult weekend for journalists. One former New York Times journalist was killed covering the war in Ukraine. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the state of Texas, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd Starnes, always a great day when I get to talk to an American like yourself.
Well, Congressman, we've been covering the latest developments from Ukraine. You have the Secretary General of the UN saying we're getting mighty close to having a nuclear war. People are talking about World War III. And you've got folks like Republicans, members of your own party, now calling for us to enforce a no-fly zone.
Well, Todd, I would like to see us arm the Ukrainians to the teeth. We haven't even exhausted that avenue.
been dragging his feet. And I don't want to sit here and get partisan. I would love to be able to say, you know what, the president's at least gotten this right, but he hasn't. Some Democrats on the Hill have. But, Todd, what we need to do is get as much asymmetrical war material into the hands of the Ukrainian freedom fighters as possible. And by that I mean sniper rifles, plastic explosives, anti-tank mines, javelins that take out the tanks, the Stingers and other man pads, which are like surface-to-air missiles, take out. That would enforce a no-fly zone right there if we got enough of those in their hands. Harpoons take out ships, light machine guns, the American version of the RPG. But we haven't been doing as much as we can at that level. We should exhaust that first.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The Ukrainians, and I respect them. They're not asking us to fight. They don't want boots. They don't want American boots on the ground. They just want to be able to make it a fair fight by getting weapons, jets, whatever, so they can fight for their country.
Oh, and thanks for reminding me about the MiGs. Absolutely. When Poland knows all about Russia, okay? They've suffered at their hands for centuries. And they understand the dangers. That's one of the reasons why 30 years ago, Poland and many other Eastern European countries came to NATO to ask for membership. NATO wasn't looking to expand. It was those countries that feared a resurgent Russia, and they obviously had a lot of foresight, and they were correct. But Poland's going to give 28 MiGs. They wanted to give them to us, and then we go bring them over to Germany and then get them over to the Ukraine. And the administration balked because Joe Biden is drawing these arbitrary red lines on himself, which is, Todd, it's reducing his flexibility. It's limiting his latitude. And I never want to see any president of the United States allowing another world leader to deter him. We should have the...
Oh, I think we lost Congressman Fallon there. Congressman, do we have you back now?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tom?
Yep. You just we had a bad phone connection there, but Congressman.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. And again, we're talking with Congressman Pat Fallon, the Republican out of Texas. You know, Congressman, I really do wonder if Joe Biden actually cares about Ukraine. My theory is they're just using this to force this green garbage down our throats here on American soil.
Well, what doesn't make any sense at all is he was dragging his feet he was still buying Russian oil. And then finally, the outcry from the public and, quite frankly, many Democrats joining all the Republicans on the Hill and saying, let's not fund Putin's war. So his answer was not for the American energy sector to be unleashed to exploit the resources that we have here on this continent. His answer was, no, let's go to mini Putins like Venezuela and Iran, Saudi Arabia, and others that don't even like us. And we'll get the oil from them and beg them to produce more. If you're an environmentalist, you should want the Americans to be drilling because we have an expertise. We have good, strong regulations in place. We can extract liquefied natural gas and oil safer and more efficiently. But no, that wasn't his answer because of magically some Green New Deal priorities. It's inexplicable.
It is, Congressman, and I'm with you. Let's arm him to the teeth and let's see what happens. Regardless, I am not going to be surprised if we get pulled into this by Russia doing something to Poland, or you're going to have some sort of a missile or some sort of a bomb attack happen in Poland, and then poof, we're in the middle of a shooting war.
Well, Putin is a chess player. And he's not completely irrational. He does aggressive things because I think he was watching what happened in Afghanistan and he was watching Joe Biden. He hit the pause button for 4 years under Trump. Nobody can deny that. President Trump's strongest critics can't deny the facts. And if Putin gets into a hot war, the last thing those 35 oligarchs that are complicit with his regime want, the last thing his generals want, and the last thing the Russian people want is a hot war with the United States and NATO. So if he starts and continues with this nuclear talk, or if he crosses that red line, if you will, I think his life expectancy might be that of a fruit fly because he's putting his own life in danger if he crosses that line.
I love it. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Apologize about the phone issues, but we always appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, Todd. God bless you. Take care.
All right, Congressman Pat Fallon, everybody out of Texas, and we do apologize for the phone connection. It happens every now and again. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. 877-8868. We're going to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Interesting story. You know, we've been all over these cases where the teachers are reading the inappropriate books to the children in the grade schools. I've got to read this one to you. And Grace, this has happened a little close to home, actually, in Jackson, Mississippi, right down Interstate 55, the Magnolia State. An assistant principal was fired. His name is Toby Price. He had a spotless record. He was an assistant principal in Hinds County, Gary Road Elementary School. The guy's married, has three kids. Two of the kids have autism.
Oh.
So he's got a lot on his hands, you know. But anyway, he's been a longtime educator, over 20 years. And anyway, he was asked to read to a group of second graders. And the person who was supposed to read was not able to do so. So they got him just like on the fly. They're like, hey, sure. Can't do this. It's Read Across America Week. Can you jump in and read a storybook to the children? Second graders.
Okay.
So he pulled a book out of the library called I Need a New Butt. Like B-U-T-T. It's a kid's book, right?
What?
No, exactly. It's like for kids. The book is written by Dawn McMillan. And it's a children's book, and the whole premise is a young child tries to find a new butt after he discovers his has a huge crack in it.
Oh, I'm looking this up right now.
It's great. So it's got hilarious rhymes and illustrations, and there are lots of references to farting and things like that. Things that second graders and third graders would love.
I'm looking at the book right now. I'm sorry.
So he was fired because he showed an illustration that featured a naked buttocks to the children. I'm not making this up.
Wait a minute. Was this in the school library?
Yes, it's a book for children
in the school.
In the school.
Well, then I blame the school for putting it in their library.
Exactly.
Because we've had discussions about the books, you know, they're putting in the libraries at schools. And looking at this, I mean, it's a little odd. Not gonna lie.
But it's a silly storybook. It's silly. It's not like, you know, you're trying to, you know, convert somebody to the transgender way of life here.
Well, it's not sexual. It's just...
No, it's silly.
I don't think I would, like, buy the book, but I don't understand how somebody with a spotless record gets... fired for reading this
right
out of
the
school
spot.
Library.
They wouldn't even let the guy back in to pick up his belongings.
Poor guy. I felt
bad for the guy. The school said that Mr. Price said the book was inappropriate because it used words like butt and fart and included cartoon images of a child's butt. And you can look at it. I mean, it's on Amazon. It's, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm looking at it. No buts about it.
They said he showed a lack of professionalism and impaired judgment when he picked the book. Can you imagine? You're just going about your day. Somebody calls out, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. No problem. You grab a book, and boom, the next thing you know, you're out of a job. It's even the New York Times is weighing in on this. I don't have a problem.
I always got to butt in. Come on.
I see what you did there. Butt in.
I've said several and you just kept going.
I know. Thank you. Mr. Price, age 46, he read the book over Zoom to 240 second graders.
Wow.
And he said that, so the superintendent, are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Her name is Delicia.
No, she's
D-E-L-E-S-I-C-I-A. Delicia.
Okay.
Anyway, he was called into her office and told him he was on administrative leave, fired 2 days later.
That's terrible.
It says she particularly took issue. I would have loved to have read the letter. She particularly took issue with the references to farting in the story and how the book described buttocks in various shapes, colors, and sizes.
Oh, my.
Example, fireproof, bulletproof, bombproof. Mr. Price says, well, I didn't expect to get terminated. I cried all the way home. Oh, I wouldn't have said that. Come on now. You're a man. You know, men don't cry. Mr. Price, who's been an educator for 20 years, said he had hired a lawyer. Well, it's good for you. Planned to fight the termination before the school board. Mr. Price's termination brought swift criticism from children's authors and a free speech organization called PEN America. They fight against banning books. Mr. Price says, here we go. Many grandmothers and other parents are saying, well, what's the problem here? One lady said, my granddaughter heard him read the book and thought it was hilarious. And, of course, you're talking about second graders. And what better way to get second graders excited about reading than tossing in a few fart jokes and, you know, talking about butt cracks? I've got no problem with this.
Oh.
Mr. Price said the reaction from students after he read the book was great. Students thanked him. They loved it. They I'm all sure stopped they were me and laughing. Said, Mr. Price, that book was really good. Oh, isn't that the whole point? We want kids to read.
See, growing up, I read Magic Tree House. There's all kinds of books out there now.
I Need a New Butt was published in 2012. How did I miss this? The story is actually, the book is marketed for children ages 4 to 8. So again, I'm not quite sure why the school is taking this approach. You know, why so harsh?
Well, especially it's ironic after everything else we've seen, the way schools have been about books. It's like, no, kids need to know about everything from the age of 2.
Oh, this is great. When he was called into the superintendent's office, he said one of the administrators asked him, is this the kind of thing you find funny? And he replied, well, I did before I walked in here.
Dang.
I'm with Mr. Price here. I don't see why this is a fireable offense. Unless there is something else going on here, I don't know why this was a problem. Are they saying that the book is pornographic? Because it's not.
He said you can't make... I'm trying to come up with another pun. Sorry, Todd. It'll come to me.
Come on, take a crack.
I'm trying.
You missed. Take another crack at it.
I know. Okay. I know exactly what you did.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
It wasn't lost on me.
We're trying here. It's Monday. Mr. Price says he only wants his job back so he can support his 3 kids. His 2 eldest children, a daughter 19 and a son 18, have severe autism. He says, I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I need to work. I feel bad for this guy, and I think, again, we have been so focused that there's a big difference between, you know, stories about rape and little boys and little girls doing all this kind of stuff. That those are legitimate concerns. I'm not sure a book about fart jokes rises to the level of termination.
Yeah, I think that's just a little bit extreme.
Unless there's something else that I'm missing here, but. Maybe. I know, I'd like to hear from some of our listeners on this. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Something stinks here.
I was just about to say that.
It smells.
You beat me to it.
It's
too many jokes.
Way too many jokes.
Too many coming to my mind right now.
Anyway, WLBT, that's the local TV station down in Jackson. And, man, they've got plenty of other stuff going on in Jackson, Mississippi, in the public schools down there. They're really going to focus on this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he actually told them, hey, look, this is just a funny, silly little book. And there you go. And now the guy's out of a job.
Poor fella. I feel bad for him, especially if he really had a spotless record. Like, this was the thing. The butts did you in. I'm sorry, bud.
It's true. It's true. He was tooting his own horn.
Just a little too much.
Tooting his own horn there. I'm just... Grace, the show has collapsed. We have
you
lost...
You can say it's fallen through the cracks.
We have... Okay, enough. Enough. You know, we're going to get calls. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get calls now. Thank you, Grace Baker. Unbelievable. All right, folks. Coming up, by the way, we're gonna have a great show tomorrow. More great guests coming up. Also, from Colorado, a fight over abortion, and the pro-lifers are winning the day in Colorado. We're going to be speaking to some of the organizers and the leaders there. Just a great sense of encouragement as people there in Colorado stand up, and Republicans in the State House stand up for life. Also want to remind you folks, we talk a lot about supporting organizations that fight for us. Well, Patriot Mobile, one of those. As a matter of fact, they're helping get Bibles into the hands of Ukrainian refugees, and we want to help in that effort. And one way you can do that is by switching over to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. You can use my first name, Todd. That's the promo code. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile, they've got incredible nationwide coverage. They use the same carriers the other guys use. And by the way, they've got a plan to fit any budget. Are you a veteran or a first responder? Well, guess what? They're going to give you an even bigger discount. It's super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. We've got the story up on the website of the great work they're doing. Patriot Mobile helping to get Bibles into the hands of Ukrainian refugees. That is a noble, noble thing. And we would love for you to be a part of that by going to patriotmobile.com/Todd. All right, folks, it's been a great show. Got to get out of here. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, is our website. That's ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for the newsletter, coming out in just a few moments, actually. And don't forget, download our free podcast. That's all 3 hours of the show. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program.